DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Hey, all right, good evening. It is a final here at Kauffman Stadium. 7-6, Royals win. They take game two from Cleveland. They win the series. It's a third straight series victory. You know that's the first time it's happened this season. But did you know it's the first time a Royals ball club has won three straight series in more than 2 years? Now let's talk about it. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, the phone number, the J Southland Tow Service text line number, they're identical. 913-586-7610. And there is plenty for you to call in and discuss. I'm watching right now, is out on the diamond, actually is walking off the field right now. Tyler Cropley makes his big league debut, drives in a run, collects his first big league hit. I see him out there taking pictures with friends and family. Everybody's smiling. Nobody's smile bigger than Cropley's. Good for him. Good for the 15,000 that were in attendance to witness the Royals' 7-6 win. But yeah, I think there's a lot for you to bring up, a lot that you should want to talk about, from Tyler Cropley to big James MacArthur. How about that Houdini job in the eighth inning? Nick Lofton with another multi-hit performance. There's a lot that we could discuss, but I need you to bring up Tyler Cropley. I need you to have an opinion about James MacArthur or Nick Lofton. Here's the phone number if you do. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I'm happy to go wherever you want to go so long as it pertains to Royals baseball. We can talk this offseason. We can talk next year's edition of the Boys in Blue. We can dive into this team, which is now 50-102. Royals need to go 7-3 down the stretch to avoid a new franchise record for losses. We can go wherever you want after this 7-6 loss, but me, what I find interesting from this game, and the only thing that I really want to talk about tonight, again, I'll go wherever you want me to go if we're talking Royals baseball. But if it was up to me, there's only one name that should be on the tip of the tongue of Royals fans everywhere. MJ Melendez. If you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, I told you he's about to steal my heart again. We now only have 10 games to go, and I've been harping on this for weeks, harping on this for more than a month now. If he can give me a strong second half of the season, and when I say strong, I'm talking about the type of strength that you and I were so fired up about when it comes to the 24-year-old coming into the season. The kind of strength that doesn't take much imagination to envision Melendez running into 25, 30 bombs at the big league level. MJ, offensively, defensively, and on the base paths, this may have been his best all-around game of the year. He goes 2-for-3 with a walk, a home run, an RBI single. You know, going first to third there in the third inning. I mean, there was no hesitation, some aggressive base running. Looks as comfortable in left field as he has all season, making a very nice sliding catch for the second out of the third inning. Just a well-rounded game for MJ Melendez, who now, in 57 games since the All-Star break, is hitting .279 with an OPS of .845. That is the MJ Melendez that you and I fell in love with last season. That's the MJ Melendez that you and I have been hoping we will see over 162. Well, we're getting it here in the second half of the season, and man, 57 games, that's more than a third of the season. If, and there's no reason to believe that he won't, another 10 games, now we're getting close to almost half a season of an .850 OPS. Yeah, that's a guy that belongs in the same breath as Bobby and Mike Kell and Vinny Pasquantino. That is the makings of a pretty solid 1-2-3-4 in the lineup. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. So again, we can go wherever you want to go following this 7-6 Royals win. But to me, the Knights belong to MJ Melendez and really the second half of the season. Yes, Bobby Witt Jr. broke out and we all acknowledge that he has star potential. But to me, MJ Melendez is the story of the second half of the season. Cole Reagans, Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia finishing off a strong rookie campaign. Yes, they're all noteworthy. But Cole Reagans doesn't have a 2022 to fall back on the way that MJ Melendez does. Now, MJ can not only point to what he's done here in the second half, he can point to what he did in his rookie campaign. That's of a two-year stretch, his first 2 years in the big leagues. You know, save the first half of this season, this guy has been everything that you could have wanted out of a second-round pick and more. 913-586-7610. All right, I want to get to your thoughts as the Royals pick up win number 50 on the season. Let's go out to Gladstone. We're going to start off with Donovan. Donovan, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Vern. Love your show. First-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
How much fun has this been? My son and I talk about this all the time. You never know what you're going to see any given game. Man, this team recently, and even for a while there, offensively, defensively, I know you brought up Melendez, but man, I like to think you can't just call out one or two players. I mean, all the players almost. Everybody is producing. This is what we're looking for. I literally think we are only one first or second starting pitcher away from making something happen. Somebody outside of Cole Reagans to start this up. And these new call-ups, all of them, Loft, all these guys. Man, I am no longer doubting our farm system. Vern, I got to ask you, you remember that caller? It was probably 2 months ago, and he called in your post-game show and was saying that we don't have major league players. I don't see any major league players on our team. I just see minor league and amateurs. Man, do you remember that guy?
Yeah, that was a
really
few months ago. That guy
hear,
was all fired up. Yeah,
he's
looking
really
like a fool
love
today.
To hear, I would really love to hear what he has to say now.
Well, Donovan, I appreciate that phone call. I share that excitement. There's a lot to get to from that phone call as the Royals win 7-6, but kind enough to dial us up after this Royals dub is the man that I thought stole the show tonight, MJ Melendez. MJ, thank you very much for the time. I know you've put on a show this season at Fenway, a few times here at Kauffman Stadium, but man, offensively, defensively, your aggressiveness on the base paths. What a show tonight, man. How good you feeling right now?
Thank you. No, I feel great. Obviously, you know, end of season, you know, maybe not everybody's fresh, but that goes to both sides, other team as well. So just trying to, you know, get my body as ready as I can for the games and, you know, just try to feed on the other team's weaknesses at the moment.
MJ, what about your improvement defensively? Are you proudest of?
I've been working with Damon a lot in the outfield and before the games and stuff. So, you know, just being able to do that and try to, you know, get as much shagging in as possible, you know, while keeping my body fresh. It's been the important thing for me. So, you know, I'd attribute it to that.
MJ, you've been a winner, you know, throughout your life, throughout your career. How nice has it been? I mentioned your numbers in the second half. You got an OPS near 850 since the All-Star break. Man, how nice is it every day with what you went through in the first half of the season to know, man, when you're driving to the ballpark, you're bringing something every day that's helping this team win?
Yeah, no, it feels great. Obviously, it's, you know, that's what I want to be able to do, is to be able to contribute, you know, as a baseball player, as an athlete, competitor. You always want to be able to contribute to your team, you know, do anything you can to help them win. So that's a big thing for me. And obviously, like you said, the first half might not have been the best. And didn't feel like I was really doing what I could to help the team win. But, you know, now I'm just trying to do a better job of that and just trying to do all the little things right, you know, even when it comes to base running, like you had mentioned earlier.
So what's the lesson then? We got 10 games left in this season, and maybe this is a better question for the off season. But as of now, what's your lesson from 2023?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to take away. But you know, just going through the ups and downs, it's easy to, you know, kind of get frustrated, especially after a bad start, and you know, kind of let it linger and affect your next couple games. So just learning how to handle that, and you know, not letting that affect me. Obviously, you know, think about the first half, you know, I think it let it affect me a little bit too much. But then, you know, like last road trip, I think I went 0 for every single game on the road trip. But come back home, just try to flip the switch and, you know, get that turn back around and then, you know, do what I can to be productive.
Yeah, I think everyone's excited to see you opening day 2024, except maybe your buddy Logan Allen, who you put in the book tonight as you take him bridge on a 2-1 offering in the first inning. How does that work for buddies? You respect him, but are you allowed to jab at him in a text? Do you guys talk about it in the off season that you got him tonight?
Yeah, that'll definitely be something that we'll probably, you know, joke around about. I'll probably, you know, throw a little jab at him and mention it, but they'll probably wait a couple days until I do that, probably off season. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see him and we'll catch up and I'll probably mention the off season. But yeah, that was definitely funny. You know, pretty cool to be able to do that against my childhood best friend.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you were balling tonight, MJ. Hope to see it again tomorrow afternoon, man. Enjoy your night and we'll see you out here tomorrow for the finale.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. There you go. MJ Melendez, 2-for-3, 3 runs scored, 3 runs driven in. A solid night defensively. I mentioned the base running, that big first to third. He comes around to score on Nick Lofton's infield knock. Just a great night for MJ Melendez. It's been a terrific second half of the season for MJ Melendez. Now, to go back to what Donovan, the caller, Donovan from Gladstone brought up. First of all, he's 100% right when he says, Vern, you can't just highlight one player. You don't win a game because of one player. No doubt. MJ and Nick Lofton and Bobby Witt Jr. getting on base right out of the gate, a 3-hit night for Michael Garcia. I mentioned James MacArthur's Houdini act in the eighth. Colin Snyder picking up his first win. Alec Marsh keeping the Royals in the game. Yeah, there were plenty of men responsible for this win. But this team is 50-102, fighting off the Oakland Athletics for the worst record in all of Major League Baseball. All those names I just gave you, all the guys that contributed, all the guys that had a hand in this W tonight, how many of them were here on opening day? How many of them have been through the grind of 162? Not even multiple years like MJ. I'm just talking this year. How many guys have one full year of big league baseball where you're going through all the ups and downs like we just discussed with MJ. Okay, I mentioned Bobby. Bobby, no doubt, but Bobby's already ascended to stardom, right? We view Bobby as the face of the franchise moving forward. Outside of that, what, Nick Lofton? Okay, Michael Garcia, maybe not all 162, but I'll give you Michael Garcia. Okay, Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, but those two, if you've listened to this show, those two passed the evaluation season a couple of months ago. I've been good with Bobby and Michael because they've been, I mean, you can make a case that Michael Garcia has been the most consistent hitter on this team from start to finish of the season. But Nick Lofton just got here. James MacArthur just got here. Alec Marsh hasn't been here that long. Colin Snyder's been up and down. MJ's been here since opening day. MJ was going through it in the first half of the season, only to rise like this in the second half, nearly hitting 280 with an OPS near 850. No, that 2 years now of MJ Melendez, and he's been an average to above average hitter in what, nine of the 12 months? 8 of the 12 months? He's been an average to above average hitter a majority of his time in the big leagues. I can't say that about Nick Lofton because he hasn't been here long enough. I can't tell you that Nick Lofton, who in his first dozen games has 14 hits and a .359 batting average. I got nothing negative to say about Nick Lofton. It's just, you've seen this before, I've seen this before. We've all seen September flashes that get you and I excited going into the offseason, and then it's a dud in April. The name of this game is consistency. The reason why you play 162 is you want to find out who's going to do it every single day. Who's going to show up with that same energy, that same effort, and that same production day in and day out. That's why Salvi's going to end up in the Royals Hall of Fame, maybe in Cooperstown, because his level every single day is unparalleled. Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, their energy, their effort, and their production is consistent. So MJ Melendez having the ability to play all 162, to find his name in the lineup for a majority of these first 152 games, to perform at the level that he has at a consistent basis, that's why me, personally, that's why tonight's show is about only one player. Because what MJ's done in the second half of the season, I do believe we can have a conversation of what it means for 2024. I can't do that with James MacArthur. I mean, we can dream on him. We can congratulate him and hope for the best, just like we did last year with Dylan Coleman. Just like we did the year before that with Jake Brents. I'm not saying that the same fate awaits James MacArthur. I'm just saying you can't be fooled by a really good month. And with MacArthur, it's been a sensational month. He's retired 31 of the 32 batters that he's faced, including the last 22 in a row. Oh, he's been sensational. I need to see it in April. Nick Lofton, so much fun to watch. Need to see it in April. MJ, I'm banking on seeing it in April. That's the difference. Royals win 7-6, a third straight series victory. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Brad in Raymore. Brad, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
All right, buddy, how are you?
Doing great. Hey, I was out there at the game. I just want to say, and I'll just listen off the air, but I've been going to games for a long time, and I have to say, and it's never changed, that one of the coolest things that you can ever see is a first major league hit, and I don't care who it is, and I don't even care if it's on the other team, it's still one of the coolest things to see. So I just wanted to say that's all. It's just one of the best things in baseball, I think, is to watch a kid get his first hit.
Yep. While I agree with that, I enjoy the family reaction even more. You know, showing mom and the wife and the kid and the dad and the brother and, you know, friends and family. That's what always gets me, because, you know, the most ball players, when they, you know, pick up their first strikeout, first win, first knock, first RBI, they, you got to act like you've been there before. You got to try to act cool. You can't jump up and down. You can't start crying at first base like you're Pete Rose and you just surpassed Ty Cobb. It's, you know, shout out Eric Skoglund, but you know, you're not going to doff your cap and wave it like you just, you know, like you're Don Larson or something. But what they show the family, and, you know, that's where you see the, to me, that's where I see the hard work. You know, the hard work that Tyler Cropley put in his entire life to get here, written all over his friends and family's faces. That's what I enjoy, but I appreciate you bringing it up. Yes, congratulations to Tyler Cropley, the entire family. He goes 1-for-3 with a sacrifice fly and a base hit. How about that? Leadoff knock in the 8th inning, sack fly in the 5th. And I don't want to just brush past that sacrifice fly. Because moments before that, Nick Prado struck out looking, staring at a curveball from James Karinchak. So Cropley comes to the dish, and yeah, he's got bases loaded, one out. 2-1, one out, excuse me. He has Nelson Velasquez on third, Nick Lofton on second with one out. Nick Prado goes down swinging, where the one edict is just put the ball in play. Put the ball in play, make something happen to get that run home from third. Nick Prado fails to do so, strikes out staring at a curveball. And how many times have you and I had this conversation, or how many times have you and I felt the need to highlight a Royals hitter that when the situation calls for anything but a strikeout, we feel the need to highlight the person that actually comes through and puts the ball in play? Because we've seen a lot of strikeouts in those situations so far this season. Not Tyler Cropley. Congratulations to the kid. Put the ball in play. Easy to say up here in the press box. I understand that, but that's why they're the professionals and I'm in the press box. Got to get the job done. Tyler Cropley gets the job done. Sacrifice fly puts the Royals ahead at that point. 7-4. Two more runs would come in to score as Carlos Hernandez and Taylor Clark each allow a run in the 8th and 7th innings respectively. But James MacArthur, with 2 on and nobody out, strikes out Josh Naylor, Cole Calhoun, and Ramon Laureano. And then Colin Snyder comes in for a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Royals win 7-6. Zach Greinke takes the bump tomorrow afternoon in the finale. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7610. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse and get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Alec Marsh picks up the win tonight. He's now 2-8 on the season. Marsh goes 4 1/3 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits, only 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. And now this year, Marsh has 73 strikeouts in his first 65 innings of big league baseball. And how about this split? He's made, 8 starts and 6 bulk appearances. All right. 6 appearances where there's an opener in front of him, but he's the long guy. He's the guy you're hoping give you 4 or 5 innings of work. Well, as a starting pitcher, his ERA is around 7.5. But with an opener, his ERA is around 3.5. Now, you might hear that and say, well, of course, yeah, you're starting the game. They're normally asking you to pitch a little bit deeper. So he's probably throwing more innings as a starter. That's why his ERA is 4 runs higher. But actually, In those eight starts with that 7.5 ERA, he's averaging 4 1/3 innings per start. But with an opener in front of him, he's going nearly 5 innings on average with an ERA around 3.5. Alec Marsh, can't wait to see him in spring training next year. And I hope that doesn't come across as a slam, but as I addressed in that opening segment, you know, Major League Baseball's not about what you do in a month, what you do for a month and a half. It's what do you do for a full season? What do you do for multiple seasons? What do you do for multiple months? We just don't have that right now with Alec Marsh. But what we do have is what appears to be a fine coaching staff, fine pitching coaches, an improving pitching development department within the organization. And you got that burly mound of clay where a number 67 named Alec Marsh with that slider sweeper that when properly uncorked looks darn near unhittable, not to mention running it up there in the upper 90s. Can't wait to see what Alec Marsh does this offseason, what he does with the advice that opposing hitters have given him, with the advice that his coaches are going to give him throughout the offseason. Can't wait to see how he attacks that competition for a rotation spot next spring. 73 strikeouts in 65 innings allows me to believe that even if things don't work out in the rotation, he's going to have a pretty cushy fall back into the bullpen. Could end up in the back end of the bullpen. Alec Marsh is a winner. I have a feeling this offseason's going to be big for him. And I think next year we could be seeing a breakout from the 25-year-old. Doesn't turn 26 until the summer. Now, the star of tonight's game, at least on the mound, was, James MacArthur. Three strikeouts. You had Matt Quatrero after the game talking about what a terrific hitter Josh Naylor is and how infrequently he punches out. That was, 1, 2, 3, go sit down, good morning, good afternoon, good night from James MacArthur as he puts him away with that curveball that we had Jackson Kowar on the show yesterday. Praising MacArthur, talking about the devastating nature of that hook coming from the big right-hander. All right, let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 620, John in Mission writes in, Vern, I love to see MJ playing well. Tyler Cropley's solid debut and James MacArthur being a stud, but this team has to play like this when they are not already eliminated. There's a big difference between doing this in games with playoff implications versus games without. Hopefully that's the next step for our boys in blue. Thanks, John and Mission. There's no doubt about it. There's always pressure in the big leagues, especially when you are as unproven as so many of these Royals are. When you don't have your footing in the big leagues, you can't tell Tyler Cropley or James MacArthur or Nick Lofton that these games don't matter. No, they're fighting for their life. They're fighting for their job. They're trying to remain in the show, live out their childhood dream. So I'm not going to act as if there's no pressure. But all that should do is highlight just how much freaking pressure is on them when they're in a race. You guys think there's heat on you right now? Imagine this place packed and this entire city thinking of talking, dreaming, singing about nothing but Royals baseball, because that's what it is. They hang on every pitch. The first thing they think about when they wake up is the pitching matchup. How many games back? What's our magic number? That's pressure. When the entire city is hanging on everything that you do, on and off the diamond. You get a little taste of that in April, because there is pressure, because you're in the race. But we haven't felt that outside of the month of April in Kansas City in 6 years. So I'm with you, John. You know, you can see certain intangibles when it comes to guys. You know, their fights, their relentless nature. You know, you can learn something about work ethic. Certainly talent and production, those things are going to stand out. But the key, again, the name of the game is consistency. And you're not going to be able to learn anything about the consistent nature of any of these young players in the month of September. Opening day 2024, we reset. And for me, my expectations for MJ Melendez return for 2024 to the exact same spot they were in 2023. 800 OPS, 25 home runs. That's what I'm looking at for the soon-to-be 25-year-old left fielder for the Kansas City Royals. John, always appreciate you listening. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. Connor, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you, bud?
I'm all right. How are you?
I should not have said that Salvi was going to be traded. I feel really bad about that. And MJ Melendez is having a heck of a second half. So all this smell the air. Have a good night.
Yeah, no, you said it all. No doubt. Near 850 OPS. And again, running the bases with his hair on fire, making sliding catches, going back to the wall in left field. Yeah, he's looking really comfortable. And if you missed it, MJ Melendez was kind enough to call us up after his 2-for-3, 3-run scored, 3-run driven in performance. And the Royals, 7-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Now, Melendez puts a drive to deep right center and gone. Could have been a 3-run homer. The Royals will take the pair. MJ Melendez hits his 15th home run of the season.
410 feet. Denny Matthews on the call. Put the Royals ahead right out of the gate as he takes his, as he called him, my childhood best friend, Logan Allen. Takes some bridge in the first inning. Royals up 2-0. Lead would swell to 4-0 thanks to an RBI knock from MJ Melendez in the third, and an RBI knock from Nick Lofton. 4-0 after three. Royals would give up their first runs. Josh Naylor driving in a pair off of Alec Marsh in the fifth, but the Royals get him right back, scoring three in the bottom half of the fifth. Nelson Velasquez reaching on an error, scores one. Nick Lofton drives in his second of the game. Lofton, by the way, has 8 RBI in his first 12 big league games. So 2 runs come in to score there. I mentioned the 3 runs of Velasquez, Lofton, and that sack fly from Tyler Cropley put the Royals ahead 7-2. They would go on to win 7-6, and they go for the sweep tomorrow with Zach Greinke on the bump going opposite Lucas Giolito. Speaking of Zach Greinke, question here from my guy Spike up in St. Joe. Spike's wondering about the last time Greinke pitched. You may remember this. When Greinke threw strike 3 right down the middle, but it was called ball 4, and Greinke kind of strolled to home plate to share a thought with the home plate umpire. And I, of course, assumed that Greinke was saying something, not derogatory, but he was saying something to the home plate umpire like, miss that one there, chief, or, you know, something. I don't know what Greinke would say. But when Annie Rogers asked him about it after the game, Spike, he said all he was doing was telling the home plate umpire that he planned to pitch out of the stretch. Man on third, he got to you got to let the base runner and the umpire know if you're going to pitch out of the stretch or not. Greinke told Rogers that he was upset for a couple of seconds, but by the time he got to home plate, he was over it. Now, he's special. Special ball player, Hall of Fame ball player, who might be making his final starts ever at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Might be. Not saying he is or should be. It's his life. He's the great Zach Greinke. He's going to Cooperstown whenever he decides to hang it up. But just a little word for the wise, if you have some vacation day at work, maybe use it tomorrow. Come out and join us. Zach Greinke on the hill. It's a 110 first pitch. A few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, how about the wheels of MJ Melendez? I didn't know he was so fast. MJ's definitely the starting left fielder next year, from the 816. Well, he's in a corner somewhere. I'm with you on that. And yeah, he's an athlete. I'm not surprised by the wheels. I'm impressed with the aggressiveness on the base paths. That was nice to see, fun to watch. But that's what's always given me hope in his ability in the corner outfield, is because he is an athlete. Because I've seen some non-athletes get the job done in the corners. I expect MJ to do more than just get the job done. He can make plays out there. And now a full off season of hopefully corner outfield work, and that's it. Who knows what he turns into? Thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season long for each and every one of these Royals home games. Anthony in Blue Springs writes in, Vern, I'm really liking the grit and grind approach that Matt Quatrero has implemented. I'm 100% with him on letting the young guys come up and play. And as far as MJ Melendez, I love his second half. But Vern, is he a core guy for 2024? Yeah, the grit and grind approach, I don't know if that's what I would describe Matt Quatrero's implementation. I would say what Matt Quatrero preaches is consistency. Being where your feet are. Not worrying about tomorrow or your last at-bats or next week's game or the next half inning. Right, you'll see guys around Kauffman Stadium. You'll see the players and the coaches wearing T-shirts that say just today. Just says today across the chest. And that goes back to a speech that Q gave the team about down the stretch here. Don't worry about the offseason. Don't look up at your numbers. Don't worry about arbitration. Don't worry about friends, family, the offseason, next week's game. Just worry about today and how you can prepare to make today the best it can possibly be. And to me, that's a professional approach. Most guys that stick around this game for any elongated period of time have that approach, or else you'll drive yourself crazy. And to your question of, is MJ a core guy? You know, maybe this is my own fault because I was really big on talking about the core back in 2020 and 2021. But in this new era, this Sherman Piccolo era of Royals baseball, you know, the Tampa model, the Cleveland model, you know, it's difficult. At least I find it difficult to identify a core for a team that's 50-102. Now, personally, Bobby and Michael have passed the evaluation season. Cole Reagans and Vinny Pasquantino, I'm in. Now, Brady Singer and Salvi, and yeah, MJ Melendez, give me 10 more games. I'm going to stick with what I've been saying all along. You got to finish it off. Give me 10 more games, finish this second half off with an OPS in the 800s, and yeah, he would be in that group. But no one's untouchable. So in years previous, when I would talk about the core, I talked about them in the way that we talked about Moose and Haas and Salvi, and that's how you're going to win here in Kansas City, is the same guys every year, every day. I don't think that's the way they're going to win next time. I think it's going to be what many of us have wanted. More transactional. Sell high, buy low. You find the diamonds in the rough in other organizations. You strike in free agency when the time is right. You win the waiver claims. You win the trades. You win in the margins. It's not going to be endless belief in their players and years of patience. So I don't know if there is a core. I'm still expecting a lot of roster turnover. Again, you're still heading for 105 some odd losses. Appreciate you listening. Thanks as always, Anthony. Chris Unocero, thanks for the help. We'll do it again tomorrow at 12 noon. Royals, Guardians, wrap it up. I'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
10 strikeouts through 7 scoreless innings for Brady Singer.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.